USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It's still not clear exactly when, but the Kremlin's confirming the leader of North Korea will meet with Russian President Putin in the coming days. Top Russian government officials confirm the meeting will happen while Putin visits the eastern city of Vladivostok. It's unclear what the two will be meeting about, but speculation swirling around a possible deal for the North Koreans to supply Russia with weapons for its war in Ukraine. In return, Russia may supply the North Korean regime with military technology or vital intelligence. Ukrainian President Zelensky is emphasizing how futile he thinks it would be for him to begin any negotiations with Russian President Vladimir Putin as war between the two countries drags on. In an interview with CNN, Zelensky said all anyone has to do is look at how Putin handled Wagner leader Yevgeny Prigozhin.
When he understood that a big part of society supports Prigozhin, what he did, he killed him.
The U.S. State Department is announcing a deal for a prison swap with the Iranians. On Monday, State Department officials announced that five U.S. nationals would be released from Iranian prisons in exchange for the U.S. freeing up about $6 billion in assets that have been frozen due to U.S. sanctions against Iran. Five Iranians being held in U.S. prisons will also be released. Republican critics say that's a mistake. An updated COVID-19 vaccine has been signed off on by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
The booster shots from Moderna and Pfizer BioNTech have been approved for people 12 and older, but can also be approved for people 6 months to 11 years old for emergency use. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group of independent experts that advises the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, after the CDC director signs off on these, the updated vaccines could become available very quickly. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Hey, did you know Vistaprint prints everything a small business needs? Like if a barbershop needs signage, we print outdoor signs, posters, and banners. Or if a ballet school needs merch,
one, two,
we print tote bags, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Or if a coffee shop needs a total refresh, Vistaprint designs logos and prints it on menus, mugs, paper bags, anything. Because with Vistaprint, the print abilities are endless. Print it all with 25% off for new customers with code NEW25 at Vistaprint.com.
President Biden took time later in the day and thousands of miles away from Ground Zero to remember those thousands lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. Biden recalled his first visit to Ground Zero shortly afterward.
And I remember standing there the next day and looking at the building. I felt like I was looking through the gates of hell.
Biden spoke to military service members and others at Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in Anchorage late Monday. His travel schedule from the G20 summit too late to mark the occasion anywhere on the East Coast where the planes fell. The IRS is announcing new initiatives that will target roughly 1,600 millionaires around the country who owe hundreds of millions of dollars in back taxes. It's what IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel announced Friday in a call with reporters. He said 75 large business partnerships are also being targeted for tax evasion. He says a burst of funding from the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act plus added artificial intelligence tools have helped point IRS resources in the right direction for this. And Coco Gauff's victorious moment at the U.S. Open ended with a heartfelt prayer on her knees, which went viral.
I was just saying thank you, and I understood like all the tough times were just to make that moment. If it came easy, it wouldn't be. I wouldn't feel as appreciative as I did in that moment. Clearly,
she became the youngest American, male or female, to secure a U.S. Open victory since Serena Williams did it at age 19 in 2001. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.